must love the shirt.
She's out in our finery today.
Well, we have to go to a Kaylee today with the grandchildren, and we had nothing green to wear, either one of us, so we had to go shopping.
Oh, what a shame.
What a shame. So we're dressed up in our Irish dancing gear.
Good on you.
Oh, well, we're going to have a wild time with those children.
Even though I can't move my knees past 2 inches, I don't know how I'm going to do that.
Listen, what a lot of fun they are at this age. We were trying to catch a leprechaun last night.
Oh, there we are then.
Oh, I'll tell you, the innocence of it, the imagination of it, it's so refreshing.
It's lovely. Really.
Yeah,
they had to make soda bread, and they had to make a painting of a rainbow, and they had to put some coins in this little thing. And there's my daughter, has this bowl propped up with a fork, you know.
Trapped the leprechaun. Yeah, and soda bread. She made soda bread specially. And
wow.
Oh, of course, I had to tell her, don't give it all to the leprechaun. Leave some for me.
Quite right. Soda bread's lush.
Absolutely the best, isn't it? Yeah. Yes. Leave some for me.
Morning, Kim. How you doing?
Good morning. Doing great. It's very much igniting even my faith more.
Good.
Yeah, that's interesting. You should say that, because I feel the same thing. And I wondered, was it just to do with the feeling of spring, you know, a kind of a feeling of moving into springtime and new growth and new energy and that kind of thing? Or was it something else? Was it some other kind of energy coming in, you know? Mm. But there's a kind of a...
Well, it is a moon thing coming up pretty soon.
That's true.
Eclipse.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Lunar eclipse on the 25th.
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah, and that's supposed to be a big, powerful one.
Yeah, and then April 8th.
Yeah, that's supposed to be heavy duty.
Yeah. Yeah. But we can handle it. We've handled millions of years of this shit.
We're going to need a bigger shovel for this one, I think.
So. I've got a shillelagh. You know what a shillelagh is?
Yes, I do.
Yeah, Kim, an Irish shillelagh. It's like the crook of a branch of a tree, you know, just the crook of it. And the fairies use them, and the leprechauns use them. You might see them in some of the cartoons, you know. And
okay.
There's songs about it with my shillelagh under my arm and stuff.
That's the
stick that'll take care of it all.
Good.
I used to have a head waitress who used to make a pornographic joke out of the shillelagh. She used to call it hide the shillelagh.
Hide the shillelagh.
They call it hide the Frankie in Australia.
She was talking about another shillelagh.
Yeah. They call it hide your Frankie or hide the sausage at home.
Interesting, yeah. Too. Interesting. Her last name was O'Grady, isn't it?
Yes.
When I was in my teens.
Yeah, you manifested that rightly, didn't you?
Nora O'Grady.
And you got the shillelagh as well.
I got the shillelagh. She used to get annoyed. She'd say, oh, that one would screw a snake if it had ears.
Oh, my God.
Give you something to hang on to.
Yes.
Oh, you girls.
We had ripe for him today.
I thought only guys talk like that.
Oh, no. Yeah.
Oh, no.
Oh, here.
You're getting used to it. You're not blushing. This is not good. We'll have to try harder.
I know. You're right about that. Yeah. Well, that's because there's only him and myself are the only pure ones here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Guess what? And I had to get a new pair of glasses yesterday, and my husband picked out the frames. And what did he pick out? These octagonal shaped frames.
Yes.
Eight-sided wire frames. And he just loved them. He loved mommy, and so did the guy who was writing up the order. So I couldn't see him clearly because, you know, without my real glasses, I can't really see. So I think I look like a hippie.
So you'll have to see her. Delivered in a week or 10 days.
Oh, good, huh?
Oh, yeah. I think she's going to look the part.
Wow.
Yeah. You see, she'd be ready for any eclipse. wearing those.
Oh, I know. I don't know.
Oh, God. Oh, dear. Well, all the news from around the world is that everybody's happy on this great St. Patrick's Day.
Good.
We got some pictures from friends of ours over in Galway. Galway, and they're having hoolies and kaylees and dancing on the streets and music. Oh. Having a great
what's
time.
Ireland, darling? It's, you know. That's
right. What she said?
It's Ireland.
Yeah, it is Ireland.
Yeah, but so is Chicago, as you know, and New York. They're all, and Los Angeles, San Francisco, they're all having a great time.
Yeah.
And of course, he's homesick, really homesick.
I am. There's Shirley, Janine.
Good morning, Shirley. How are you today?
Good.
Yeah.
Doing great. Great to see you.
Amazing things happening.
What's the news?
Well, I don't want to get into it right now, but it shows me things are shifting.
Hey.
Big time. It's pretty cool.
Yeah, that's good. That's very encouraging. Well, you will enlighten us when it all unfolds, right?
Yeah, I can tell some things. But yeah. I was reminded, too, about what you shared, Angel, about the move and what have you, just surrendered that to God. And I'm like, oh, yeah, that's right. So I've been doing that.
Excellent. Yeah. Good. Okay, well, let's get started with our questions, lads.
Something you didn't tell me.
Don't tell me that's a blank page.
I've got a blank page.
Oh, my God. Are you ill?
No.
I know. Am I ill? Is right.
Wonders never cease.
Oh, my God.
I know. What's happening here? I don't understand it. I have no answer.
Just give him a few minutes.
What have you done with Ahonu? Who are you?
I know. She has.
That's because he had a meeting with Tian earlier.
I did. I had a meeting with Tian earlier, was interesting, actually. It was really interesting. And he did answer a bunch of questions, too, which probably has me with a blank page right now, because now I know it all. I'm only joking. I'm only joking. So, well, who wants to start with
a question? We haven't even opened the records yet.
Oh. We do have to start.
We do have to do that.
If I didn't have her to keep me on the straight and narrow, I'd be lost. Do you know that?
Well, let me give you the history of this morning. We woke up at 8 o'clock and we had to make peanut butter cups for the family in Phoenix before we leave. So there was Ahonu. I melted the chocolate and he's pouring it in the cups and he's dabbing the peanut butter in there. He's getting to be quite an artist now. And then he's
chocolatier, I tell you.
Then he steals it. They come out looking marvelous. But we've never made peanut butter cups. We made almond butter ones and we made marshmallow ones yesterday. Mm-hmm. So that was the morning. And then we had a piece of cheesecake for breakfast, of course, no sugar. And then half a croissant. And then my blood pressure went really low and I was dizzy as hell and I had to lay down. Oh, of course, then I have to take salt. So I take salt. And it brings it back up, but then the top number goes sky high and the bottom one is normal.
Oh, so gosh.
I've had a hell of a morning, actually.
She has, yeah.
Oh, poor you.
Lately, that's what has her blood pressure going through the roof.
I was thinking of something. He wishes.
In fear or anxiety.
Well, Irish dreams.
Okay. We might as well dream.
It's going to be one of those days.
Get it out of your system before you see the kids.
That's right.
Okay. They don't care about me. They just want to talk to Baba all about the leprechauns, you know. Little Morgan, she's like, I don't want to talk to you, Mamie. I want to talk to Baba.
You know what the greatest fun is? To see not only the innocence of it all, but the learning too. So the whole idea of the three wishes came up and you know how the leprechauns will give you three wishes, right? But they're so crafty that sometimes they'll say, hey, you know, just for the fun of it, I'm feeling generous today, so I'm going to give you a fourth wish, right? And of course, everybody wants to take the fourth wish. And when you take the fourth wish, it wipes out all the others. And that's how they trick you into, you get nothing. So she was very enamored with this idea, and she kept coming back to me saying, Baba, I don't care what happens, I'm not going to take a fourth wish.
Oh, bless.
So she called first thing in the morning, of course, and the Hano says, well, did you catch him? Did you catch him? And she goes, nobody left us a candy bar with Lucky Charms in it. Okay.
Oh, yeah. Was that lovely?
So they were happy.
So I asked her, the oldest one, because the youngest lady, she's too young really to grasp what's going on. But the 6-year-old, she said, I asked her what were her three wishes. And she said, my first wish is for a unicorn with wings. Right? A real unicorn with wings. That's my first wish. I said, okay. What's your second wish? A crock of gold for Baba.
Oh, nothing for Mimi.
You've got Baba. He's got the gold.
You're going to send him the phoenix today by himself.
A crock of gold for Baba. And I said, what's your third wish? A crock of gold for me, she says. So
then I piped up and I said, what about Mimi? She goes, you can have some of Baba's. He might give me a few coins. A few coins.
Oh my God.
It's a conspiracy. Okay. Oh, all right.
We're trying so hard to be serious here today, you know. But on St. Patrick's Day, what can you do?
Exactly. It's lovely.
Oh, let us start. Margaret, do you have a question for? Oh, no, let's open the record.
Who's Charlie?
Oh, my God. Let's open
He's
the record.
He's definitely lost the plot today.
Lost the plot today.
Okay.
All right.
Serious stuff. So before we begin, I'm seeing the color red today, and the feeling I have about it is that things are heating up all over the earth. And it's not only under the earth, it's in places around the earth. So we've got this volatility happening, okay, I must say. Okay, so that's what we're starting with today.
Okay. Well, what I saw was like a field of grass, but I was looking at it from the level of the grass, you know, like as if you were lying in a field and you're looking horizontal, and I could see the grass growing, and I got the distinct and clear feeling that that was all about grounding, about how important it is for us to touch the ground, you know, to be grounded, or to be even barefoot on the ground during these times. It's as if it felt that it was necessary for us to connect with nature very strongly and very intentionally. And the other thing I saw also was, I saw gold, and I know, like, my mind immediately went, well, you know, you're talking about leprechauns and crocks of gold and stuff. And I thought, oh, is that just coming in from that conversation? And I got a clear no, that the gold symbolized value, our value in ourselves. In other words, not to dismiss our value. There was more to it than that, but that's what it was about, that we are more valuable than what we think ourselves. I found that quite interesting. It's like there was a lot of information in a short space of time, so it's hard to explain it. Okay, Margaret.
Well,
she's got a blank page as well.
No, I've got two questions. continuing on the theme, what do they have to say about the coming month and the ramifications of the eclipse season? Because there's an awful lot of predictions flying around the world at the moment.
Okay, that's two questions. We asked about the eclipses first.
Eclipses first, yeah.
Okay. Well, the first thing source is saying is it's going to speed everything up. Okay, is this things haven't been sped up already? It looks like it's going to really speed things up because we got a double whammy going on. Okay. Okay, very important to watch your emotions because, as I mentioned, the volatility when I first opened the records, it's basically saying that we will see an intensity of emotions around the world, and people are going to be wigging out even more so, kind of like the full moon magnified, if you will. Okay. And watch your own emotions and realize that emotions that do come up most likely are illusory. In other words, they might be things that you're feeling that really don't have any validity in reality. Okay. Mm-hmm. So it's really important to watch yourself through this. Also, I think it's going to trigger some more climate change events. Maybe some more earthquakes and volcanoes around the place. So it's kind of like a hang on to your seats kind of a thing, because it's just going to intensify everything and accelerate everything. Mm-hmm. Important to watch yourself and realize that a source is being really clear that a lot of the emotions you have are probably illusory. Because if we remember that anything other than knowing yourself as love is not real. So any self-identity, things you've got going on that are not love, any judgments or criticisms of yourself, it's all an illusion. And this is the time to understand that, because they're going to intensify.
Wow, okay. Interesting.
Thank you. That's fantastic.
Yeah. Wow. Gosh, great question, Margaret. Well, what about the second part of that? Eclipses coming month. Well, I guess that does explain.
Let's see if it wants to say anything else. I just see water floods someplace, okay? Like just flooding going on in places, and even water levels rising, okay?
And when you say water, that's all to do with emotion too. So that's probably
part of it. But I mean, I feel like I'm looking at either canals or larger body of waters where the water's rising for some reason, because there's a ship on it, but I'm seeing the water rise. Okay.
All right. Go ahead, Shirley Janine.
I was just going to say too, where the X is over the U.S., where the solar things have crossed, it goes right over the Mississippi River.
Okay.
Where the X is.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So that's interesting. Mm-hmm. Talk about flooding and what have you.
Right. Yeah. Interesting. Wow. Good. Well, while you're on, Shirley, you have a question?
I do. The Tartarian, I know this is going in the past, but the Tartarian years, what kind of civilization did they have? I mean, I feel like they had universal power, and what kind of vehicles did they travel in, and how tall were they? Just interested in that.
Okay, hang on a second. Well, you know, it's interesting, because I'm actually getting that the people who built those buildings were not from here. I'm getting a lot of Venus energy. So I wouldn't be surprised if we had some ET here that were from Venus. In fact, they were here temporarily, sources saying that the planet was inhabited by Venusians for a while. Yeah, and they had wonderful art, and beautiful art, actually. That's part of their nature. And they also look like they have violet skin. Okay. I feel like they came, they built these things. Yes, they knew how to tap into zero point energy and all of that. Okay. But then they look like they were called home, called back home by something more powerful than themselves. Okay. In other words, good job, guys. Now you got to come home. That kind of thing. Okay. I think part of their building was to show us what advanced architecture and beauty looks like, and also to kind of elevate the species consciousness, or leave a record here of what's possible. What they're saying is, so far we have not really achieved the degree of beauty that was exhibited here. Okay. I know there's some people that think they were built by giants, but that's not what I'm seeing. Okay. I'm seeing violet-skinned beings from Venus.
Cool.
Who were here. Okay. And they look like they were here before the human race was really populated the Earth. Okay. That's what I'm seeing so far.
Yeah. I share your interest, Shirley, in that whole idea, because there is something about Tartarians and Tartarian architecture, and even the idea of free energy, or tapping the energy and using it for the benefit of the world, and all of that. And I think there is a lot more for us to learn about that. And I think it's a really interesting area that our current governments have some reason for trying to keep all that hidden and quiet. And it's a shame because not only, as Enda Rose said, not only is it beautiful, very beautiful, but also very functional too. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So there's
the buildings have been preserved if, you know, they were here before humanity. So does you get any info on their vehicles?
Their vehicles. No, I don't actually see them coming in vehicles, Shirley. They look like they just know how to materialize. And the other thing they want to say is being violet-skinned beings, they also are saying that the crown chakra is activated in them. So it's letting us know what happens when our crown chakra is actually activated, that we have advanced knowledge and we see art and beauty in places and we cooperate more. And we're not down in the lower chakras in our mentality, for example. Okay. But to me, it looks like they just knew how to materialize. Mm. Kind of on the line of when you go read teachings about Saint Germain and the stuff that he was into, you know, like there is a way to just materialize once you realize that this physical body is only a small percentage of matter and most of it is energy. We quite haven't embraced that in our consciousness yet. We're very much into solidity, in other words, okay?
Yeah.
Well, thank you for that. I've always been interested. Thank you.
Yeah. And I think it's something that's worth pursuing, Shirley, in the sense that, I know you mentioned that it was past, but in a way, it's like as if that could be a future too. What a glorious future in terms of the beauty and the art and the structures and the architecture and the energy, use of energy and all of that as well. So it may not be just the past, if you follow what I mean. Yeah.
I think that it was here to leave a legacy of what's a potential possibility.
Right.
Mm. Right. And also, unfortunately, it does relate to now because it does show us how not there we are, you know?
Right. Yeah. Interesting. Okay, good one. Okay, Kim.
I am going to just be here. I don't have a question.
No worries. Yeah. Well, as we were talking, I was formulating some questions in my mind too. And I want to ask, I did speak with Tion about this morning, but I'd like for my own further benefit to be able to understand more about bringing more astral here. And I've been doing this last while, and I find it pretty interesting in terms of astral being like thoughts and the next step before physical matter. And it's fast moving, it's energetic, it's thoughts, it's creative, all those kinds of qualities. And by bringing it into our bodies, I wonder, what does it mean for the body? What would happen if we continue to embody more astral? What happens?
Are you going to disappear now?
That's interesting. Now, it's funny you should say that, because I remember studying with Maharishi years ago, and he was talk about Tartarian potential and qualities. He was always talking about being able to shrink to the size of an atom and walk through walls and all, like the other gurus. But he wasn't indicating that we, as humans, are somehow less than these gurus. He was indicating clearly that everybody has the potential to do this, that it wasn't anything that some special being had the capability, that everybody has the capability. So I wondered if bringing in more astral, does that give us those kinds of abilities?
Just a second now.
I really taxed our brain this time.
Okay. Hang on. Well, source is saying that astral fluid is really just plasma. Okay. Plasma is all around us. And so bringing more of it into your body really just means you might have more power to manifest faster.
Oh.
Okay. But source is kind of talking about it like a fluid. Rather than a plane of existence, it's talking about astral fluid, which seems to be more plasma oriented.
Right.
Okay, so it is something you can manifest with.
That's interesting, which would be a good thing. I mean, there's nothing negative
about it.
Yeah. Wow, interesting.
In fact, it reminds me that we should probably read them the lesson we just got done reading in the course.
Oh, yeah.
But you can do everything.
Oh, shall I go and get
it? Yeah, go and get it because it applies to today. Quite an interesting little lesson, you guys.
Oh, cool.
Oh, my gosh. I have to say this while we're on break. I'll say it later.
No, go ahead now. Go on.
I went to my brother-in-law's daughter, her friend's house. She had a St. Patrick's Day party yesterday and cooked and had soda bread. I'd never had soda bread. And she made an Irish stew and all this. Then she gives everyone a goodie bag with chocolates and green stuff all over and a card. And it's it said, "May those who love us love us." And I stopped right there for a moment and read it three times and was feeling like, wow. And this was a very funny night because they had stories and their lives are just funny. And so may those who love us love us. And those that don't love us, may God turn their hearts. And if he can't turn their hearts, may he turn their ankles. So we know them by their limping. At first I was kind of shocked, and I go, okay, lighten up, it's a joke, you know. I just got a hot flash.
Whoa, that's funny.
That's gorgeous. Very, very
cute. I know.
It definitely sounds Irish to me.
Oh, there are unlimited amount of those Irish blessings, and some of them can be Irish curses too. Just like... That's brilliant. Very, very good. Wow.
All right, quick read that lesson because we do have questions from Francis and from Terry.
Do. We do too. Yeah. All right. So this lesson was lesson 37 from A Course in Miracles, and it says, "My holiness blesses the world."
Yes.
The idea contains the first glimmerings of your true function in the world, or why you are here. Your purpose is to see the world through your own holiness. Thus are you and the world blessed together. No one loses. Nothing is taken away from anyone. Everyone gains through your holy vision. It signifies the end of sacrifice because it offers everyone his full due, and he is entitled to everything because it is his birthright as a son of God. There is no other way in which the idea of sacrifice can be removed from the world's thinking. Any other way of seeing will inevitably demand payment of someone or something. As a result, the perceiver will lose, nor will he have any idea why he is losing. Yet, is his wholeness restored to his awareness through your vision? Your holiness blesses him by asking nothing of him. Those who see themselves as whole make no demands. Your holiness is the salvation of the world. It lets you teach the world that it is one with you, not by preaching to it, not by telling it anything, but merely by your quiet recognition that in your holiness are all things blessed along with you.
Wow. I've still got some work to do.
Where was the one that said you can reverse the physical laws? Anyway, what it was talking about was that your holiness can reverse the physical laws. And it can heal anybody, anytime, any place, because your mind is one with God.
Could it stop people letting their dog shit in your garden?
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
Fertilizer, okay?
The previous lesson is Kim Oka's favorite one. I could choose peace instead of this.
Right. Okay. Anyway.
Yeah.
I thought that was appropriate in terms of who we really are.
Really.
Yeah. One with the mind of God. Okay.
Yeah. Marvelous.
That's lovely. Okay. Thank you so much. I really needed to hear that.
Yeah. Yeah. All right, Margaret, you said you had a second question?
Yes, it's a bit prosaic, but are there any thoughts on the missing princess and the consequences of that situation to the royals and the British establishment? Because I suspect there may be a big drama.
What princess is missing?
Kate, Catherine, the wife of.
Oh, the wife. She's missing, is she?
Well, yeah. There's all sorts of stories going around. I have my theories.
Wait just a second.
Kate Middleton, is that her name?
Yes.
It just looks like they've got put her into hiding temporarily. I feel like they want her out of the public eye for a while. Want to defuse the whole situation with her.
She's still alive then.
She looks like she's still alive, but she's just away somewhere. She's in hiding is what I'm getting. I think they're trying to take the attention off of her. Well, that's what I'm seeing right now anyway. I don't know about her health. It doesn't look like it's fantastic, to be honest, okay?
Uh-huh. Yeah, there's something.
She's still alive.
There's something breaking away at the foundation. And that could be the foundation of the monarchy too. I'm seeing you know how if you have a wall and the bottom few blocks are starting to break away, and the plaster is falling off. Like that's just the image I'm getting. So it might mean that what was once a strong, solid structure is starting to waver and shake and may collapse. Yeah.
Good.
Yeah.
Thank
you. That's interesting. Interesting question. Okay. Shirley?
Yes. I don't know if you've heard of the 222 prophecy. What is that about?
No.
Go ahead.
What is that about?
I just told you I didn't know.
Well, ask source.
It's a crazy day today. Okay.
What's it called again?
The
222 prophecy. And surely I come quickly.
And what?
And surely I come quickly is tied into it.
Supposedly. Surely I come quickly?
Yes.
And so you're back to the shillelagh again.
No, don't be thinking about sex.
Did you say?
I think surely Janine's losing the plot today. Not us. Surely I come quickly, she said.
Not me. I heard that. Oh, honey.
Hey, that would be nice, though.
A dirty Irishman.
Oh, my God.
I didn't start that. That was Shirley Janine.
That's how you interpreted it.
Oh, my God.
Oh, golly.
Now I can't be clearly at all. Oh,
you know where that's from, don't you?
Yeah.
You go blind, sunshine.
Jeez, you're worse. Oh my God.
All right, stop.
Okay, we have to be 222 prophecy.
I feel like it has something to do with planetary alignment, surely. That's all I can really get about it, that it has something to do with planetary alignments. Okay, and at first, Source didn't want to make a big deal out of it, okay? Basically, it just says it's another alignment that's coming up.
Mm.
And that's just another one of many that we'll have, okay?
You know what I'm getting with that?
What?
It links back to my first question.
About the coming months?
Yeah, the ramifications of the eclipse season, and to the Earth, basically.
Yeah.
That's why I asked it.
Well, do you know what I'm seeing with that is, you know how if somebody is wearing a necklace, right, you'll have part of the necklace coming down one side and part coming down the other side, and you'll have some kind of a pendant that might be hanging at the level of the heart. And in answer to that question, that's what I was seeing. I was seeing a left-hand side influence and a right-hand side influence and something happening at the level of the heart when both of those come together. So when you mentioned about an alignment, it's like as if when this alignment happens, it's like something's going to happen with the heart.
Wow. Interesting.
Yeah.
It looks like I'm just seeing an alignment in the sky, and the part of it looks like it makes a right angle triangle. Okay.
Yes. And,
just a second.
Oh, that was more of a nice or something.
It's kind of like a gateway that's opening.
Mm-hmm.
I actually feel positive about it, believe it or not. It actually feels like it's a doorway that's opening that is actually allowing people who want to leave and go through a protected gateway. And it's also bringing energy in. So that's what I'm seeing about that right now. Okay.
Yeah. Was there something about it, Shirley, that you know, or that spawned the question? No? Okay. All right.
I just heard through a conversation with that. And yeah, it kind of resonated with me. And I thought I'd check in on it.
There's mm-hmm. been a couple of YouTube things about it. Jay Snitfor and his mate Woo Woo Jew did a session on it last weekend, I think. And there was an update today that linked to this pastor that almost made me projectile vomit, but there was a lot of numbers and stars and stuff in there that when you got rid of the religious overtones was quite interesting.
Right. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, there's no doubt that those master numbers clearly are coming into play with all of this.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay. Now, I don't have any question. Believe it or not.
Oh my God. Can you read some of the ones that Francis sent?
So let's
there you go.
Francis and Jerry sent some.
Yeah, let's have a look. I know. Okay. Harry. Oh, that's where she's just sending a whole bunch of shamrocks for St. Patrick's Day. Let me see. Francis, yeah. Okay, so she has two questions. And the first one is, after leaving Earth upon death, do we immediately or in time go to the most fitting frequency or dimension that we attained while on Earth? In other words, she says, if we didn't have enough awakening of consciousness, do we go to a lower frequency than one we would desire?
Well, you do go to a match of your consciousness. Well, that answers it.
Okay. So
you go where?
You do go to where your consciousness is.
Yeah. So let me go ahead and ask her second question then. She said,
I want to just explain it for a minute.
Okay.
Because they're saying that you have to realize that you personally are on your own path of awakening and evolution. So you always go someplace that will allow you to grow more. So that's why where you are in your consciousness is the place that you're at. That's why we're all on Earth, for example. We haven't really mastered Earth, okay, as a planet. Going back to what I said in the beginning. I mean, if you realize part of this is a journey up our chakra system and we're still in the lower ones, okay, you can see how we still have learning to do. Same thing after you die. You'll go to a place that can facilitate your further development and evolution, okay? So that's why you do go to a place that matches it.
Okay.
Because, you know, we're becoming masters. We're self-realized masters. Okay, so you couldn't just go to a higher frequency and suddenly jump to mastership. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that makes sense.
It's like an initiation, isn't it? You've got to get your act together before you're allowed to take the step into the higher power, or you become a complete nightmare and a danger to everybody.
Yeah, that's true.
Yes, yeah, indeed.
That's why we're kind of in a great cleanse right now.
Yeah. Okay, her next question said, after human death, and arriving then at that appropriate dimension of your own consciousness, do spirits look back at the immediate life that they had and feel apologetic or regret?
I could say some do, yes. I've seen that in the records where some people have crossed over, do ask for forgiveness for those they left behind for certain reasons. So they can feel a degree of that, yes. They always seem to want reconciliation. Like, in other words, they really do want the people on Earth to forgive them. so they can be reconciled.
Okay. Can I ask a question on the tail end of that? Is it important to that soul that the people on earth forgive them? Like, let's say if the people just on earth just forgot about them and never forgave them, does that impede the soul progress of that one who has died? I mean, they might want to look for forgiveness themselves, but is it necessary for them?
It might keep them hanging around a little bit longer, but also it implies that they'll have to meet those souls again in another incarnation.
Gotcha. Yeah.
Is that
wow.
Margaret's growl?
Oh, no.
Yeah, because we've seen that when we do readings. There's some people who come back and meet a soulmate just for the purpose of healing or reconciliation or even continuing something that was left undone.
Right.
Oh, hot six, she said, looking at you two.
She did?
What did she say?
Hot six. I got a lot of editing to do with
okay. This got sorry, way out of hand today. We haven't even had any Baileys yet.
We haven't had Baileys or Guinness or Irish whiskey, nothing. I don't know about you guys.
Okay. Terry's got questions too.
Yeah, I looked for Terry and I couldn't find her questions.
Oh. I know one of her questions was she was asking about the whole thing she just heard about Trump being assassinated.
Oh, yeah.
She wanted to know if was that really going to happen. That was one of her questions.
Okay. So do you want me to ask it?
Because you've had both. You've had people who said that it's going to be a false flag event to look like he was assassinated, but he really wasn't. And now she's saying she's hearing that he was going to be assassinated and there'd be no election.
So you want me to ask
Yeah, you ask the question, please. Pick one of those, okay?
Well, let's ask, will there be an election in November in the United States of America?
No, I'm seeing there will be. Okay.
Okay.
But I also heard the word that it's going to be a kerfuffle.
Wow. Wow.
In other words, there's going to be chaos surrounding it, is what I'm getting.
Yeah. Interesting. Okay, so let's lead straight into then. Is that kerfuffle anything to do with an assassination?
Just ask the assassination question.
Will Trump be assassinated?
Okay, hang on. Well, there's definitely going to be an attempt made on his life. Okay? And I feel like as we move closer to the election time, we'll see that. It doesn't look like it's immediate, in other words, okay? I think it's going to see how this whole campaign starts to develop. And then you're going to have, those that really oppose him kind of want to take him out. I don't see him dying, though.
Okay.
I mean, it's funny that I had the thought last night that if I were him, I'd start wearing a bulletproof vest, you know,
right,
at my campaigns, if I were him.
Yeah, but they can still shoot you in the head, can't they?
Yeah, they can. I did think that as well. Mm-hmm. Okay. But if there is an attempt, I think he'll live through it, but then he may not want to continue. That could be why he's not there. Okay. Or that could be the kerfuffle.
Right. Yeah. How do you spell kerfuffle?
I don't know. Yes.
Okay.
C-A-R-F-U-F-F-L-E.
Okay.
That's not how you really spell it.
All right. Well, does anybody want to have another question before I go and summarize? Kim, you're sure you don't want to ask anything?
Did the records see any major financial collapse?
Okay, just a second.
The near, very near future.
Before I answer that, source has shown me that what I do see is food supply chains being interfered with. Okay, that's the first thing. Like, we're not going to be able to get the goods that we're used to. Okay. And I feel like that has something to do with what's going on with all the shipping. of the cargo ships and things. I don't see a collapse. I do see more Bitcoin coming on board. So people are gradually moving away from our current financial system, and more things will become crypto oriented. But I don't really see a big collapse. I feel like they still keep it hanging on, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I just think the whole idea of a collapse is something that they're really going to try to prevent, because it would just cause too much disaster. But I am seeing the shortage in the supply chain, so just be mindful of that, okay?
Okay, thank you.
Okay. All right, so let me do a quick summary of what we've covered. Aside from all the sexual innuendos. And,
you know what that is, don't you? It's an Italian suppository.
What'd she say?
It is.
What is? Innuendo.
Your knowledge is astonishing. It's astounding.
She knows all the right things, doesn't she?
Yeah, how do you know that? Oh my God.
Oh, well, much time in my hands.
Speaking of Margaret, your first question, Margaret, was about the coming month and Angel Rose mentioned that things are speeding up. To watch your emotions intensify, but be aware that emotions are illusory. And then you asked, this part of that question was about the eclipses, and that there will be climate change events and floods, lots of water, and the advice was to keep love foremost in your mind and in your hearts for the coming months. And then Margaret's second question was about Kate Middleton, and Angie Rose said that she was in hiding purposely out of the public eye, and that
I keep seeing her husband having something to do with it too. It's kind of like he ushered her away, you know.
Right.
That's what it looks like to me.
Yeah,
it's barely of a domestic violence incident to me, but then I'm, what would I know? I'm just some old bag over here. But
what'd she say?
Domestic, well, I think he beat her up.
Oh, I don't see that, no.
Well, I'm good. I'm glad to be wrong in that instance, that's for sure.
But he did, I can see him kind of hurrying her out the door, you know? Like, you will go into hiding, and we will, you know.
Hmm. Yeah,
so I don't see him hitting her, but I do see him kind of ushering her out.
Yeah, there clearly is a kind of an embarrassment there, a public humiliation kind of a thing. And then I also did see like the foundation weakening, the walls of the royal establishment weakening substantially.
Good.
Shirley asked about Tartarians and that they're not from here, but from Venus. And that they have violet-colored skin, and they were called back home. And their purpose was to leave a record here of what is possible. She mentioned that their crown chakra was activated, and that's what part of their purpose was, to activate the crown chakra.
You know what that looks like, though? It looks like when they were called home, it's like Venusians kind of are assigned to different planets to do the same sort of thing. Kind of develop it or show it what's possible. So I feel like when they were here, it was just a mission,
all right,
so to speak. Okay.
Yeah. And then Shirley went on to ask a second question about the 222 prophecy, and that was to do with planetary alignments, an equilateral triangle, I think you said, and that it was a doorway or a gateway and had to do with heart opening.
You got the heart opening part, yeah.
Right. I asked a question about the astral, and Angel Rose said that it was plasma and that it was bringing more and faster manifesting. And at that stage, then we read a lesson from A Course in Miracles, which was very appropriate for today and for this time. Francis asked an online question.
Let me see that book for a second. Why are you doing it?
Francis asked an online question about, after death, do we go to a match of our consciousness? And Angel Rose said that indeed we do. And then her second question was about regret after death. And she did say that, yes, some souls do indeed ask for forgiveness after death of the people who are still left behind. Tim asked about financial collapse. Will there be a financial collapse? Angel Rose said that there may not be a complete financial collapse in that sense, but do watch for shortage, food shortages and food supply chains issues and shipping problems. And that there is and will be a more of a move to cryptocurrencies, and that the US dollar will continue. It's in their interest for them to continue with it, but there is a more move to digital currencies too. Perry asked, will Trump be assassinated and will there be a false flag event? And Angela Rose said about the election this November will be a kerfuffle. I had no idea what that word meant. I was going to ask the records myself, but I kind of have an idea of what kerfuffle.
That's fuffle, not fuggle. That's fuffle, not fuggle. Okay. Kerfuffle.
And that any attempt on his life, there may be an attempt on his life, but it won't be successful in terms of killing him. And that, but okay.
It was the next lesson.
Oh, it was the very next lesson.
Just read some of that a little bit.
Okay.
So a continuation from the other lesson. Listen to it.
And this is lesson 38. There is nothing my holiness cannot do. Actually, this is a beautiful thing on which to finish. Your holiness reverses all the laws of the world. It is beyond every restriction of time, space, distance, and limits of any kind. Your holiness is totally unlimited in its power because it establishes you as a son of God, at one with the mind of his creator. Through your holiness, the power of God is made manifest. Through your holiness, the power of God is made available. And there is nothing the power of God cannot do. Your holiness, then, can remove all pain, can end all sorrow, and can solve all problems. It can do so in connection with yourself and with anyone else. It is equal in its power to help anyone because it's equal in its power to save anyone. If you are holy, so is everything God created. You are holy because all things he created are holy. And all things he created are holy because you are. So in the exercise that follows, then you apply that power of holiness to all your problems. That's what the lesson is about. And any difficulties you have or suffering of any form that you think of in yourself or others, apply that principle, that thought that you are holy and there is nothing my holiness cannot do. And so they suggest that you use a sentence when you think of a situation like that. And what you say is, in the situation involving blank, in which I see myself, there is nothing my holiness cannot do. In the situation involving blank, in which blank person sees himself, there is nothing my holiness cannot do. And then you can finish with a sentence that says, there is nothing my holiness cannot do because the power of God lies in it.
So there you have it.
There you have it, folks.
Thank you.
It's beautiful. Absolutely
wonderful. Yeah. Thank you for everything.
That's yes. Thank you for the humor. Thank you for the questions.
Yeah.
Nice to see people smiling and laughing.
Okay. Absolutely.
From the sublime to the scatological and back again.
What did you say?
From the sublime to the scatological and back again.
Yeah. Exactly. Right. Yes. And there's no innuendo there.
And no shillelagh.
And no shillelagh and no kerfuffle. Okay, guys.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you.
So much fun. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Subscribe on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, and on our website at worldofempowerment.com.
Don't miss an episode. Hit the subscribe button now.